Hello everyone, we're back at Eel Mill, and this time we have...
Cecil Hancock, a local resident, born and bred in Eel, and lived there all my life.
Oh, that's brilliant. So you remember the hill at Eel Mill very well?
I do remember the Eel Mill. I can remember back in 1939, my mother used to say to me, take the tin jug and go over past the mill and get a jug full of scalded milk, and I used to do that every night.
Scalded milk? Where do you get the scalded milk?
Scalded milk is milk that's been processed and the cream's taken away, and they usually give it to the pigs, the scalded milk.
So it's skim milk now?
Skim milk, that's right. They used to sell that.
Right.
That's what we had, that's what we used to live on.
So where did you get that from?
Up the farm, just a bit further up past the mill here.
Okay then.
Yes.
So, was that a daily trip?
Every night.
Every evening?
Every evening, after I'd come home from school, I used to get the tin jug and go straight up and get the milk. And that was my first job.
Yeah.
My second job was to get the barrel out. That was a box on four wheels with the two handles. And then wait till my brother came home, and we used to walk into Ilfracombe and collect waste. Waste from... four little places in Ilfracombe, because we used to keep the pigs, collect the waste.
So it was food waste?
Food waste.
Yep.
Come home, sort it out in case there's any knives and forks in it.
Right.
Put it in the copper and boil it up. We have a copper at the back, ready for the pigs for the next day. And we used to do that every night.
Wow. Yeah. And how old were you when you was doing
that? Well, I was doing that from when I was going to school.
Yeah.
Right on for years then.
So you did it for a good section of life?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. And what do you remember about the mill? What was your experiences at the mill itself?
Well, I used to pass the mill, and I always remember plenty of trout in the
stream
underneath
there.
the wheel there. And of course the pigsty on the left there, and there was a pigsty on the right.
Okay, that's where the tea room is
that's
now.
That's right, that's where the tea room is. And Mr. Briggs, he was the owner of the mill then.
Mm-hmm.
He used to show us inside how they used to grind the corn.
Oh, yeah?
Very good, yeah.
And do you remember the corn arriving? And?
No, I don't remember too much about it because I don't know.
You'd have been at school at that
time.
Yes,
that's right.
Yeah. Where did you go to school?
I used to go to Heal School, first of all.
Where was Heal School?
Just 200 yards up the road there. It's turned into a living accommodation now.
Somebody's house now.
Somebody's house now, that's right.
How many pupils would have been at the school at that time?
Oh, there must have been 20, I suppose.
Yeah.
And every morning...
Was that in one class, or would it have been over two classes?
Well, there were two classes, in the same room as such.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I can always remember every morning the teacher, Mrs. Needs and Miss Channon, used to put on the big round stove tin mugs with milk in each one.
What, the scalded milk, was it?
Yes,
it
and
was.
They used to warm it up, ready for when it come lunchtime.
Yeah, yeah. You all
and
had
we'd have a
mug of scalded, warm scalded milk.
Yes, that's right.
That was every day?
Yeah.
Ah, that's brilliant.
Yeah.
And that come from the same farm, did it?
I should imagine so, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, bound to.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Well, thank you for doing this interview. That's absolutely brilliant.
Right, you are.